I have the pleasure to be here with one special person, and I would like to welcome to this episode Michael.
Hello, nice to meet you, and thank you very much for inviting me for this podcast.
Thank you. We are at Automechanica 2022. It's hectic, it's nice, and why not making an interview with you? So, Michael, tell me a little bit about you and your role in NRF.
Yeah, so I've started to work in NRF 4 years ago, and I have a pleasure to be a head of product management. What does it mean? It means that I'm running the team of 10 people right now who are responsible for all the aftermarket offer of NRF product-wise.
Oh, yeah. How many people you said?
10.
10?
Right,
wow.
Now 10, yes. We are mostly located in Poland, Gdansk, but we have also colleagues in Italy. Since next year, probably we'll also have some colleagues from Spain. But we speak five languages now, because also colleagues working in Poland are from different countries. So, multinational team, let's say.
Excellent. And so your booth here, it's amazing.
Thank
as usual, great work. And what are your strategy for the week?
Of course, I can speak for myself, because I know that my colleagues are extremely busy with meetings. More than 400 has been booked, but after first day we already knew that this number will be definitely bigger, because there are also many meetings which hasn't been planned or planned in last minute. So we are assuming that 700 probably mm-hmm. It will finish around that. So of course our strategy here is to reconnect with all our customers. You know, people are hungry after 4 years being disconnected. Now is perfect timing to connect again. So awesome. And from my perspective, from product management perspective, the plan for this week is to have, ladies and gentlemen, four product launches. I'm really proud of that, because to be honest, I haven't heard if anyone else in Automechanica is launching four product groups, of course. So yes, that's our main focus from product management point of view, to launch, to start, because there are world premieres of all of them. So yeah, this is the main target.
And I know you had a lot of initiatives during the week to launch these products. So do you want to talk about them as well here during this podcast?
I can I use names? I'm not sure if I should.
I think
so.
You can, yes.
Yes, we had a lot of initiatives. So every day, 4:30 in the afternoon, we have a small celebration which lasts from 10 to 15 minutes. So I'm not sure when you will hear that podcast, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't know when you will hear that, but because of course you are all invited to visit that, but as far as I know, it's gonna be later, so probably nobody can see it on its own eyes, but there are some movies on LinkedIn and also in Instagram.
Yeah, I will share the link. Beautiful. On the description.
Thank you so much. So every day 4:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, today is Thursday, we are launching a new product group with small celebration, and Friday it's gonna be at 1 p.m. And about those special events, very important people are joining us on stage. First day we had Guy Scripp from Nexus. Yesterday I had the pleasure to host on stage Fotios Katsardis from Temot. Today Mr. Holger Helmisch from Group Auto International would join, and tomorrow Warren Espinoza from ATR. So as you can see, very good company to be with.
Yeah.
And those guys are helping us to launch and promote our new product groups.
And how does it work, the launch? Like, would they talk on behalf of the ITGs, or how is it organized?
But only, you mean only celebration time, or
yeah, this, I mean, actually, I would like to know everything about the products, about the celebration. Okay.
So, of course, I cannot share in details how we are preparing our product groups to be launched. I can just make it in a short way that it was really hard work of 10 people. Of course not 10 people. 10 people are only product management, but I cannot forget about our technical department. There are two laboratories in Spain and in Poland. So more than 40 people were helping to validate, to check the quality of all of those products. I cannot forget about our colleagues from supply chain, which are responsible that we will have the goods on time, on shelves, and that all the customers will be satisfied. Of course, marketing department has made a lot of effort to make those celebration how they are looking, right? So many colleagues were involved. So this was 1 year of really hard work, and then we have 10 minutes to show it on stage, right? So it's not so easy. Of course, it's not easy, but we need to make it at least fun, that people will remember that. So we have special cabinet where we are putting new product group. Of course, it's hidden under a special cloth that until the last moment, until the moment we unveil that with the VIP on stage, nobody knows what is it inside. So this is one of the things. Second thing, we've created four different movies, which actually can be spotted right now on our YouTube channel of NRF Art of Cooling. I think our channel still has that name. There are some special movies. 30 minutes before the movie, there is a special counter clock being counting down 30 minutes down.
That's really creative.
And then everybody, because you know, when you are walking by and you see that there is 26 minutes and 55 seconds and counting down, you are wondering, hey, what will happen here in 26 minutes?
Yeah.
Or the whole tree will explode or what, right? So people definitely, it's an eye catcher to bring more audience. People are coming 4:30 and we start the show. So going to the stage, explaining people why we are here, what will happen, then boom, the movie. Of course, all the details about the exact product group which we are launching that day. And then I'm inviting our guests and having a short conversation, asking a few questions, of course, because everybody who are in front of the stage are really curious what those very important persons from automotive have to say, right? So this is how we do it. And later on, of course, we invite everybody for a small champagne beer or something, just to have fun and celebrate this very special moment for us.
Very special. Do you want to name the four products?
Of course, I would love to, but I'm talking so much that I'm really thirsty, but sorry for that sound. We've got here, because of the radio, you cannot feel the smell, but actually we've got very good mango smoothies here, so.
Yeah, that's why I came to your booth.
Let me take a sip. Okay, so first product group which we launched, it was Tuesday, and these were coolant temperature sensors, because you have to be aware that NRF started our adventure with sensors a few years ago already with airco pressure sensors, and we are selling them since 5 or 6 years already. Last year, it was in June or July last year, I can't remember exactly, we started our second product group for sensors, which were exhaust gas temperature sensor, 319 SKUs. And this year we are adding to the portfolio of sensors, coolant temperature sensors. These are 106 SKUs. We are covering almost 2000 OE numbers and 150 million vehicles on European roads. So this is the first one. Second product group, also sensors, which has been launched yesterday. These are exhaust gas pressure sensors. And there are 52 of them, covering 550 OE numbers, but let's not bore people with those things. The most important part is that EGPSs, because this is the shortcut from exhaust gas pressure sensor, so we prefer to call it EGPS. EGPSs are natural fulfillment of our range of EGDSs. Probably all the listeners of this podcast already knows that NRF is also selling EGRs, the whole family of EGRs, valve modules, coolers. So we are also specializing ourselves in everything around exhaust system. So when to our family of EGRs, EGTSs has joined last year, this was like a natural path to choose and add EGPSs to the equation, right? So now we build up ourselves around exhaust. Third product group, which will be launched today, 4:30, as I said earlier, these are thermostat housings, but also it could be called water flange or coolant flange or thermostat housing. Doesn't matter. This is our third world premiere on Auto Mechanica, and we will add 68 SKUs of those. Again, it's a fulfillment of the existing group because NRF also launched thermostats 1.5 years ago. And to be honest, thermostats are very successful in NRF so far. Maybe I shouldn't say so. I hope my boss will not be angry, but we haven't been expecting, to be honest, that thermostats will be so successful. And when our customers started to buy them and they were really satisfied with the quality, price and everything, but they started to claim. And those claims was, of course, not about quality. Those claims was about, hey guys, you are selling thermostats. Why you are not selling thermostat housings? We would like to buy it from one place, right?
Sure.
So it was like an obvious thing. If market demands that and customers send such feedback, it's your obligation to do it. So So that is why today, 4:30, 68 thermostat housing. They are covering almost 60 million vehicles in Europe. And last but not least, I think it's gonna be something really extraordinary. Friday 1, this is the only exception, because 1 p.m. We are launching turbo hoses. Yes, hoses. NRF is entering also this world, because actually hoses is a missing puzzle in NRF offer. We've got all that parts which needs to be connected between each other with a kind of pipes, right? Of course, I'm talking about hoses. And our credibility is there, and our experience, almost 100 years of experience of testing, we were always using hoses, but never selling them, right? And our idea for new product group for 2023 are also turbo hoses. They're gonna be available since January 2023. Those turbo hoses will be also equipped with a special easy feed. I cannot share it right now, but it's gonna be absolutely unique. Nobody else is offering such easy feed like NRF will do. And we are starting with 350 SKUs, more or less. I'm not so sure, because probably we will land around 370, but it's better and safer to say 350, because those hoses still are being under our testing and validation. But the decision has been made, and almost 80 million cars on European roads can be equipped with our hoses from January 2023. Wow.
You're keeping it even too much humble here. No, thank you so much for sharing all this information. I think it's amazing what you have done, and always on top, always. So for now, I think that I'll let you also de-stress a little and get ready for the next launch, which will be in 2 hours.
Actually, yes. So I really need to run. Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity, and thank you for those warm words. I'm speaking in the name of the whole company. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the whole idea with the podcast will be fine, and you will be successful. And thank you very much for listening us.
Yes, thank you. And all the information will be found on the description, with a link to the website and to the new products that we are launching this week.
You will join us 4:30 at at our booth.
Yeah, and for the champagne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.